So we're learning the 13 principles of the Rambam. Those of you who are curious, the full edition is already online from previous years. The Rambam wrote a work on the Mishnayot when he was a youngster. He wrote this work when he was still in his teenage years. A work explaining all of the Mishnayot based on the Talmud. He wrote it in Arabic, so that everyone could understand it, and then it was translated to Hebrew. There are a few versions of the translation. I'm still thinking maybe we should go over to the traditional translation, but maybe we'll do that for the full learning of the 13 principles. This time where we're only focusing on the 13 principles, so we'll learn the easier version, which is Rav Kapach. Rav Kapach was a Yemenite Rav who lived, he passed away about 10 years ago, and he translated it to modern Hebrew, so it's easier to read. The Rambam is explaining in this introduction really the first Mishnah, a famous Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael yeshlem chelek l'olam haba. All of Israel has a portion of the world to come. And these are the people who do not. So the Mishnah says, who doesn't? Someone who denies the concept of the resurrection of the dead. Someone who says, there is no Tchias HaMeisim. Who else doesn't? Someone who says the Torah doesn't come from heaven. Who else doesn't? Someone who is an apikores. So what is an apikores? So Bezrat Hashem, maybe we'll discuss that at the end. But right now, the Rambam says you have to know what are the 13 principles that our Torah lies on. If you want to know what's the basis that includes someone in Israel, that he will have a portion in the world to come, so you have to know what are the 13 fundamental points of Judaism. Meaning people call them the 13 principles. I don't know where they got this word principles from. The Rambam calls them the 13 foundations, the 13 fundamentals. Principles, I think, is a misnomer. I'm not a linguistic major, but I, as far as I understand, principles is inaccurate. These are the foundations of Judaism. These are the fundamentals of Judaism. So the Rambam begins. You see where it says Hayisod HaRishon? We're on page Kuf Mem Aleph in the Mosada of Cook edition. And we'll begin three lines up from that. Umimah sheraui sheazkir, and what it's fitting that I should mention Khan over here, v'zeu ha'makom ha'yoter ro'i l'azkiram bo, and this is the most fitting place to make mention of this, she'ikarei Torateinu ha'teora v'yisodotea, that the fundamentals of our pure Torah and the foundations of our Torah, shlosh esrei yisodot. There are 13 foundations to our Torah. Ha'yisod ha'rishon. You guys have it? The first foundation. Page Kuf Mem Aleph. Right hand column. And about 10 lines from the bottom. Do you have it? Yes. Asher Chaim, you have it?
Yes.
Hayisod HaRishon, the first foundation. Metziut HaBore Yishtabach. The existence of the Creator, praise be He. Vehu, and this foundation. Sheyesh Shem Matzui B'Shlemut Ofanei HaMetziut. That there is omnipotent being, or a potent being, or Shem really means a god, or something with godly powers, that exists bishleimut ofanei hametziut, that he is whole in all aspects of existence. Vehu ilat metziut kol hanimtzaim, and he is the cause of the existence of everything that exists. So again, the first concept is God's existence, the fact that God exists, and that means, says the Rambam, one, that he is potent, two, he exists, three, he is whole, four, he is the cause of everything else that exists. Potent, exists, whole, creator. Yes, 4 points so far the Rambam has included in this one sentence. Potent, exists, whole, creator. He created everything that's here. Yes? Umimenu nimshach lehem akiyum. Number five, He is the one that gives them continued existence. So far, so good? Gentlemen, yeah? Okay. Ve'ilu neter siluk mitziuto. And if we could imagine his ceasing to exist, ki az batla mitziut kol nimtza, then all of existence would cease to exist. Ve'lo yisharu kayamim b'mitziut. There wouldn't be nothing left in existence. That's point number five, guys. Point number five was that the continued existence of all of creation is contingent on him. And if we could imagine for a moment that he wasn't here, neither would all of existence be here. Vacuum. Yes? Okay. But if we could imagine that all of existence other than him were gone, that wouldn't make him be gone. We are contingent on him, he is not contingent on us. Nor would he be lacking, because he, the exalted one, does not need in his existence anything that is external to him. Bechol ma shezulato min haschalim, and anything other than him among the concepts or the klomar ha-malachim v'garmei ha-galgalim, meaning the angels and the cycles or the orbits, u'ma shelemata mehin hakol zakuk b'mtziuto elav, everything, all the planetary movements, everything needs him, but he doesn't need them. וזה היסוד הראשון, and this first foundation, הוא אשר מורה עליו דיבור, the thing that points to this first foundation is the first of the Ten Commandments, אנוכי השם אלוקיך, I am Hashem, your God. I am Hashem, the potent one. So let's review. The first foundation was that God exists. Now, the word God includes within it, he is potent, he is whole, he caused all of creation, he is the one that created all of creation. All of creation remains contingent on him. Now, that point, if he were gone, then all of creation would be gone. If all of creation is gone, he isn't gone. We need him, he doesn't need us. Clear? Okay, so that is foundation number one, and we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.